His ears caught the warm brazen tones of two bells from afar. Rohrbach had finished his baking. He jiggled two hot flatcakes in his paws, announcing triumphantly,
"Look at these beauties, Chief. I've done an whole batch of them."
Groven drew his sword, pointing in the direction of the tolling bells.
"No time for that now. Pack them up in the sack. We'll eat as we go. Come on, you two, follow me. Keep your mouths shut and do as I say, and hold your weapons ready."
Friar Bob came scurrying from the kitchens into the great hall, panting and scratching his stomach distractedly, peering into corners. Mira, Broggle and Fuel were making for the main door when the friar spotted them.
"Hi there. Have you seen a dibble about? We've lost one."
He came trundling over to them, mopping at his brow.
"Mira, your mother and I were watching the little uns. We took them to the kitchens and we showed them how to make strawberry flan. Great seasons those dibbins take some watching. We'd not got the pastry rolled when your mamma realised that little tray had vanished. Anyhow, she's searching the kitchens with Brother Hoban whilst I'm taking a look up here. Oh, that tray, the scamp. There's no telling where he'll get to next."
Mira reassured the anxious friar.
"Tray won't have gone far. Mamma will probably find him hiding in the larders and stuffing himself. You keep searching round here and we'll take a look outside. I'll have a word or two to say to Tray if he's out there. All dibbins have been told to stay indoors while there's vermin in the woods firing arrows over."
Fuel swung the main door open.
"Mira, you and Broggle search out in the grounds. I'm going into the treetops to scout out the woodlands and see if those two painted blackguards are still roaming about by the walls."
Broggle patted his friend's paw.
"Watch yourself out there, Fuel. We've already had one injured. Be very careful and don't stay out there too long."
Fuel gave him one of her prettiest smiles and saluted.
"Yes, sir. Got it, sir. Watch myself, sir. And don't stay out too long, sir. I hear and obey your orders, sir."
Cragger was sitting in the old wheelbarrow at the orchard entrance, dozing in the late noontide sun. Mira could not help shaking the ancient badger mum a bit sharply.
"Mom, what are you doing out here?"
The badger twitched a fly from her muzzle.
"Just catching a little nap in the fresh air. It's nice out here."
Mira wagged a stern paw at her friend.
"Maybe, but it's not showing much of an example to other Redwallers. No beast is supposed to be outside except the guards."
Cragger's sightless eyes turned in the otter maid's direction.
"Then what are you and Broggle doing out here, may I ask?"
Broggle looked disappointed. He had hoped the badger had not noticed his presence.
"Tray the mouse babe has gone missing, and we're searching for him. I don't suppose you've noticed him, ma'am?"
Cragger chuckled.
"He's over yonder in the strawberry patch. I was going to catch him on the way back and take him inside. Oh, talking of which, would you help me back inside, please, Broggle?"
Mira began helping Cragger from the barrow.
"Here, I will."
The badger mum placed a hefty paw on Broggle's shoulder.
"No, you go and get Tray. Broggle can help me. Come on, my favourite assistant cook, help an old beast to the dining room. It's almost time for tea."